How's it going, everybody? And welcome to Just Nobody's Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm your host, Daniel.
And today, we are doing something a little bit different. We just experienced one of the best experiences in our entire lives.
I'm like still speechless about it. I don't even know.
Yeah, so basically, by the title, you guys understand what we're talking about. We were able to go to the Academy Awards, and we were able to interview some of the winners.
Just let that sink in for a second. No, That's crazy.
I can't believe it. And I thought we would dedicate a whole podcast episode to just kind of our initial reaction, kind of what we went through, and just to say thank you to all you for supporting us throughout this whole time, you know, the last year and a half, this journey we've been on.
Yeah, it's all because of you guys.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been able to do what we've done without you guys. So we're just so appreciative to be able to do it. And we want to be able to share our experience with you guys and inspire those. You want to talk about movies or you want to do social media or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And also for people that don't want to do social media, but they want to just learn about pop culture and learn about the Academy Awards. That's what we're going to do. So a couple days before the Academy Awards started, we went to this thing called the red carpet rollout.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a red carpet.
It was not a red carpet.
For the first year since like 1960s Academy Awards, I believe it was a champagne color carpet. And this year was a champagne color carpet.
I mean, it looked very different.
Yeah. I mean, when you think of like the Academy Awards, you always see like the red carpet. But this year it was a champagne color carpet. And what we did was we're able to witness them physically roll out the carpet and get it all ready for the Academy Awards. And they had a bunch of media there and we saw them roll it out. Jimmy Kimmel was there. He said this carpet cost $200 million. I did see someone else's video say that. Yeah, that's what he said.
It could be. I don't know.
There's a lot of carpet throughout the whole.
There was a lot of carpet.
Academy Awards.
That is true. I mean, they're literally covering Hollywood Boulevard with carpet.
They shut down Hollywood Boulevard, right, for the Academy Awards, and there's a lot of carpet that needs to be, rolled out.
Yeah.
So after we went to the red carpet rollout, we went straight to the press room because, like we said at the beginning of the video, we were able to interview some of the winners. And when we got to the press room, it's very high security. We were able to see them build out the press room, and we started trying to figure out, like, how we're going to set up the camera and, like, how we're going to, what we're going to say and get through that whole logistics of everything. And then the next day, we went with our friend Fu Wasoy with Wolfgang Puck. And basically, Wolfgang Puck, for everyone that doesn't know, he's been doing the Oscars for 29 years, and he always cooks the food for the after party at the Governor's Ball, which is above the Academy Awards.
Right. It's like right after the ceremony. All the stars just go there and have some good food.
And what was so cool about this event is that we got to actually meet Wolfgang Puck. We got to kind of interview him for a little bit. And we also got to try some of the food that's going to be at the Governor's Ball. And let me tell you, the food was really good.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that we weren't going to try any food.
Uh-huh.
But then he started cooking food. So like the first dish we got to try was fish and chips.
Yes.
And this is not your regular fish and chips you get at the store.
It is definitely not.
It's some high-end, high-quality fish. Put right on the fryer and then put into a little cup for us to eat right away. And then he turned on the grill and then started cooking little mini sliders, little bite-sized sliders.
Yeah.
And not too many people, I feel like, can say that actually Wolfgang Puck cooked them food.
Oh my gosh, no way.
Because I know he has a lot of restaurants.
Yeah.
And obviously he has chefs working those restaurants.
Right.
But we actually got to have a taste of what Wolfgang Puck actually can cook.
Yeah, he was cooking everything right in front of everybody. Those sliders, those little burgers, it was like little pieces of Wagyu meat.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And then after that, he actually made us his famous chicken pot pie. The story behind the chicken pot pie is it's one of his most famous dishes at the Academy Awards, at the Oscars. He gets like a bowl. He fills it up with his own customized special recipe in the inside. And then he puts like the breading on top.
Right.
And he let us try it. And many actors and actresses have come forward and said that is their favorite dish.
Yeah. It's a dish that he always has to make because they always request it.
And then what was crazy is he had A5 Wagyu from Japan.
He had a lot of it.
He had a lot of it. I'm talking like A5 Wagyu just for like a little like 8-ounce slice is like so expensive.
Yes.
Hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds.
But he had like a whole on brick.
It was unbelievable.
And then he cooked us the A5 Wagyu and the meat was just so juicy and tender and it was just so well flavored.
Yeah.
And it was like cooked to the perfect temperature. You know how like they say like when you cook A5,
uh-huh,
it's supposed to be not like fully like well done or medium. You
right.
Kind of want a little more rare.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Melt in your mouth type of meat.
So that was on Thursday. And then on Saturday, we had another rehearsal. And what was so cool about this rehearsal was that we were able to watch the actors present at the Academy Awards.
Yes.
And we got to sit in the room where they have the whole entire show. And we were able to watch these actors present and practice. We got to see Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors.
That was unbelievable.
And we'll insert the clip here so you guys understand like which scene we saw them practice. It was so interesting to see how professional and talented these actors are. For Daniel and I, if we had to go present,
we'd be crumbling.
Yeah. It's a lot easier when you're doing a podcast and you're talking to, you know, your brother, or you're talking to some friends.
Yeah.
But when you get out there and you're talking to like
the world,
it's a little bit different. And to see them be able to just tweak their performances and just make it even better each time, it was just so impressive.
Super impressive. I mean, we saw them literally there firsthand, like right in front of us.
And after we saw them rehearse, we then had to go to the press room and rehearse.
Yes.
So when we got to the press room, we figured out how it's going to be set up, where we're going to be sitting. And let me tell you guys, we were right by the stage.
Literally the front row.
Yeah, the front row. Yeah. My foot, if I like stretch out my foot, I'm touching the stage where all the actors and actresses are going to be. And we started to, you know, go through our questions, go through different scenarios. If this person wins, or like, how are we going to handle this if this happens?
Yeah.
And it was just such a good experience because it wasn't like it was a one day affair and we just got it done and we got out. We were able to experience the whole idea of preparing.
Yeah.
Being able to practice, being able to really see what goes on within the Oscars and
literally
the
all the behind the scenes.
Yeah. I mean, we saw
everything.
We got to walk down Winner's Walk.
Oh my gosh.
Where all the winners, once they win their Oscar, they leave the stage and they walk down this long hallway called Winner's Walk, where it's just them and they just hold their Oscar and they just walk
after they win. Yeah, it's like a little moment for them to like catch all their thoughts and all the emotions. And when you're walking through that, like, you get chills. You honestly get chills just walking through there.
And after that, we went home, and obviously Daniel and I are super nervous because we don't want to mess up.
No,
this is such an honor to be able to be at the Academy Awards, and the last thing we want to do is ruin this moment.
Right.
Like that was what's going through my head, is whatever you do not mess this up.
Yeah.
So we go home, we're practicing some more. The next day we wake up super early, we're practicing again, and we head to the Academy Awards. But what's so interesting is every day that we were going to the Academy Awards to the practices, the streets were open. It was so easy, you just pull right in. This time on the Sunday, the actual day of the Academy Awards, we forgot that, you know, they closed down the roads.
Every single road was closed down.
Hollywood Boulevard is where the Academy Awards is, and they closed it down. So we had to drive, like, they rerouted us a bunch of different times, and finally we got to Hollywood Boulevard the correct way.
Yeah.
And then we were able to drive on Hollywood Boulevard, and the street was completely shut down, but we had this special pass that allowed us to go onto the street. And guys, let me tell you, it's so cool, but so weird at the same time, because it's weird to see Hollywood Boulevard completely clear.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the busiest streets in LA.
Right. And it was just no cars, just people guiding you where to go, and you're like the only car driving through there.
I know. There was like this one point where we got to like a police stop, and I was like, wait, are we not supposed to be here? And he's like, no, you're supposed to go through the police stop. And I was like, oh,
you're right. Okay.
So we parked our car, and we were running a little late because we didn't anticipate all like the security roadblocks, and we ran straight to the carpet.
Yes.
And luckily we made it just in time. We were good, and we were able to walk the carpet, be able to take some photos, video.
And it was beautiful.
It was beautiful, guys.
Oh my gosh.
If you look at the footage from earlier in this video where we saw the red carpet rollout and everything, just all the construction, to see the final product on Sunday, it was remarkable. All the crew members, all the staff, they did such an amazing job to make it happen.
I know. Everything was perfect.
And then they said, okay, it's time to like, let's start going to the press room. We actually got to see Cole, and we got to meet Cole before at one of the TikTok events.
Yeah.
As everyone knows, Cole is famous for the Glambot slow-mo camera,
high-speed camera.
Right. And we actually got to do that too.
Oh, what an experience that was.
And we don't have the footage yet for it, but go check out our Instagram. It'll probably be on Instagram in a day or two, but it was such an experience being able to shake his hand and just to see him work his art and his talent.
Yes.
Everyone sees his videos, right? He does the Emmys, he does the Oscars, he does pretty much all the big events.
Yeah, he's done them all.
He is so talented at directing, being able to get these actors to look amazing, and we got to experience it.
Yeah, his vision is amazing. He knows exactly where the camera needs to be, where it needs to be coming from. It's just amazing.
So after that, we walked up the stairs, we went right into the press room. As we talked about earlier, Daniel and I are super nervous.
Yeah.
We're still trying to practice. We went into the press room. We got drinks, we got food, and a couple hours go by, and then sure enough, 5 o'clock hits, and it's go time.
Go time.
The show starts, everything's running, Jimmy Kimmel's on stage, and they announced Best Animated Feature.
Yes.
And then they went Best Actress and Actor Supporting.
Supporting, yeah.
Daniel, obviously, and I, we were really rooting for Key.
Yeah.
And to see him win was very emotional. I knew, like, Ryan, don't cry in here.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you got to be able to be ready to ask these questions.
Yeah.
But Key did such a great job. And for everyone that's been watching the podcast and listening to the podcast, you guys remember when we talked about meeting Key and we got to meet Jonathan Wong at an early screening of Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Mm-hmm.
It was before the movie released. And what was so cool about that day, they were so nice. I was able to message Jonathan. He even gave us a theory to talk about.
Yeah.
On our post, we said, we'll see you guys at the Academy Awards and that we think this is going to win Best Picture.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy.
Sure enough,
they did it. It showed me for the first time in my life where I walked out of the theater and I was like, whoa, like this movie, hands down, is probably going to win Best Picture.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever experienced that. Like walking out of the theater and just be like, this is going to change everything.
Yeah. So before I get to this next part is, it's like such an emotional moment because we're so honored to be at the Academy Awards. We're so honored to be able to experience what we're able to experience.
Yeah.
And I don't know how else to express it, but genuinely, we don't take it for granted. Never in my life, I don't want to speak for you, but never in my life
yeah.
did I ever think I was going to be here doing this.
No, same. I mean, like we're living the dream. It's a dream. I would have never thought.
So there's a few people that we really want to thank. And obviously we want to thank the Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want to thank Justin Jackson and Nicole Davis at the Academy. And I can't even speak right now because I'm still like, I still can't believe it.
Yeah.
But guys, it was such a blessing to work with Justin and Nicole. They helped us so much. And I just hope you guys I hope you guys understand how much we appreciate the opportunity. And here is the clips of Daniel and I interviewing. I'll just let it be a surprise.
Yeah.
Well, we won't say who it was, but you guys will see it in a second.
We'll just play them.
Is it going to be like this all the time?
All right, let's start with 101.
Hi, Brennan. Hi, Brennan, right here.
Hey, hi.
I'm Daniel Emoto, Academy Digital. Huge congratulations. This is such an amazing moment for you. I just really want to know, how do you feel right in this moment, and what does winning this award mean to you?
I feel a bit light in the head. This is actually kind of heavy. One arm might be longer than the other by the end of the evening. I guess it means that I'm gonna have to find a job. I'm grateful for this because of the number of people who worked during a time of COVID that we all lived under. And we had to be very careful with one another to stay safe. And I think of all of the films we've seen this year, there's a secret ingredient. And my guess is that it's that concern that we showed for one another and for the work that we do, because we all lived under an existential threat. We didn't know if there would be a tomorrow, so going to make a film with this gravity just reinforced how important it is to perform as if it's the first and last time you ever will. That's all I got.
Thank you. Hold on. How do I lower this? Oh, wow. Hi. You are the most beautiful looking group of people I've ever seen. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Okay, let's do 213.
First of all, can you believe I'm holding one of these? This is so surreal. Wow. So this is the famous room where all the winners come. Wow. Hi, good evening.
Hi, Key. Hi. My name is Ryan Emoto on behalf of the Academy Digital team. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
You mentioned in an interview when you first got the role as Wayman, you were kind of hesitant to tell your family about getting the role, and it wasn't until the day before the trailer release that you called your family individually and told them that you're an actor now.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to call yourself an Oscar winner tonight and be here?
Tonight, my family, a portion of them, I have a big family, flew in from Houston to be with me tonight. So that was really special. And during one of the commercial breaks, I ran up to Steven Spielberg, and he gave me a big hug. He put his arms around me, and he says, "Key, you are now an Oscar-winning actor. And hearing him say that meant the world to me, and I still could not believe it. Wow. Wow.
It was just such a surreal experience.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to explain it. It's so surreal. You can't really even put it into words how you feel after this.
No.
Yeah.
And like we always say, like, our name is Just the Nobodies, and our whole thing, our whole, like, meaning behind Just the Nobodies, guys, and we've always talked about this from the beginning, like, Just the Nobodies means you don't have to be a somebody to make a difference. And Daniel and I, we're just, like, your average
guys, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. We have dreams, and we want to try to do right by people and, you know, just treat people how we want to be treated.
Yeah.
The world's just, like, it's pretty toxic.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's just good, you know, we want to be able to help as many people as we can. And
well, just also to be able to inspire.
Inspire, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's a big, like, message we want to get across. We want to be able to inspire those who want to do or just follow your passions.
Yeah.
Inspire those who want to follow their passions.
To be able to be here today and to talk to a camera and there's people, like, willing to listen and sit with us is just so mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, and it's such a blessing.
We're just so thankful because, like, at the end of the day, if it wasn't for you guys watching and listening and hanging out with us, there is no way we would be at the Academy Awards.
Right. There. Yeah, no way.
It comes down to you guys at the end of the day.
Yeah, it really does. So this all goes to you guys. It's all because of you guys.
So we just want to say thank you. I wanted to try to... I know there's a lot of, like, I'm stumbling over my words here. I just am so thankful, and I don't know how else to really show you guys that than other than just trying to just spill it all out and be real with you.
Yeah.
But that's how we feel. So thank you guys.
Okay, guys, we are ending this podcast to thank our sponsor, HelloFresh. So HelloFresh actually has 40 weekly recipes that you can actually choose from. So even the pickiest eaters could find something to eat.
Like me.
And from my personal experience, HelloFresh has saved me an incredible amount of time. I mean, I don't have to go to the grocery store anymore. I literally just get everything delivered here and I cook it and I have all the portions for the recipe all portioned out for me. So all I do is have to cook it.
It's honestly super easy. Like, I don't really know how to cook. I'm more of like a cereal and milk kind of guy. And I could do HelloFresh. That just should tell you a lot.
Yeah, and the same would go for me. But Ryan is actually kind of a picky eater. So it's nice that there's a lot of options to choose from. So we don't run out of like recipes or any choices.
For me, going to the grocery store, I don't know which ingredients are considered good.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can tell me to grab such and such ingredients, but I might not know, is that good quality? At least with exactly. HelloFresh, it comes straight to your door. It's already portioned out with instructions on how to cook, and they try to make the instructions as easy as possible. When I say they try, they deliver.
Yeah.
But you just open up the bags, and it's just ready to go.
And they literally give you a manual on how to cook it. So it's not like you're getting ingredients, and they're not telling you how to do it.
Right.
They're telling you how to do it. And you can actually make food that looks good if you can't even cook. Yeah, so make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/Nobody65 and use the code Nobody65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Nobody65 to get 65% off and free shipping. Like, guys, come on. That is a crazy deal.
It's honestly really good. And the food's amazing. All right, guys. Thank you again for just allowing us to be here and talk to you guys and to let us live out our dreams. So we just want to conclude the podcast on this short podcast.
Yeah.
On that note, and we love you guys so much, and we'll see you guys next week, Saturday, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
See you guys on the Tiki Talk.
God bless you guys. See ya.
Love ya.